Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Good morning. We are live and in action, and it sounds like there's a bit of an echo. So hopefully you guys are hearing me well and the sound on the podcast is good, but I am coming at you in a place that is echoey because there is no furniture. There is no anything because it is vacant for a new homeowner. I am standing in the middle of my childhood home. And after, 25-ish, 27, 29, I don't know the exact year, I think it's 29 years, we're selling it. And it's been sold. And so this is the last time I'm gonna actually be standing in here. And when I was thinking of what I wanted to share this week, I knew I wanted to come at you in a special location. And so while it might not be special to you, it's very special to me. And my intent in sharing is to truly help you understand from a business level how home is where the heart is actually applies to your business as well. And I could get emotional or sentimental, but I'm gonna try and do this as best I can and try and teach you how this home, the heartbeat, is actually the same heartbeat as your business has. And no matter where you go, we know ultimately our home is our heart. And therefore, whether it's the bones of a childhood home or it's the bones of your business, there's actually so much to be learned in this concept. So I am gonna teach you the five things that I have learned and will take with me from my childhood home. So stay tuned, write these down. It's a really good one. It's actually going to build upon a couple of other shows that we've done. So if you've never tuned into Core Talk, it's only five-ish minutes. If you know me, I can be long-winded, so it's very hard to stay with the program, but you gotta tune back in and check them out. So number one lesson from my childhood home is to open your doors. And my family's doors have always been wide open, specifically the back door, because my mom ran a daycare and preschool in these very doors for the 29 years that we've lived here. And it was always open access to families, to parents, to moms, to grandmas, to all the people you could possibly imagine. The front door was never honestly used very much unless there was a party. And we'll talk about that next. But how does that apply to your business? Is to keep your doors open. I mean, you need to go public. You need to let people know that you exist. If you have private accounts and you're trying to flourish a business, you gotta have a little bit of difficulty. So open your Facebook page, open your Instagram page, become a public avenue for people to come into community with you. And better yet, beyond just opening your doors, let there be a seamless flow through your home. And what I mean by that is making sure that your Facebook page is linking to your website. Your website is linking to your Instagram. Your Instagram is linking to this page. Your podcast goes to this page. There should be this symmetry through your business and your brand and your home, just like my mom and dad have created here, specifically my mom, because she's the interior decorator of the clan. So open your doors. Don't be silly. Don't keep it shut out for the public, okay? Open your doors. But at the very same time, lesson number two is to watch out for mosquitoes. All right, my childhood home is literally right near a swamp. So I am not only allergic and get massive welts when I get mosquitoes, but they are swarming everywhere no matter what repellent or no matter what process we used. However, how does this relate to your business? Is you, as you open these doors, need to also be armored up. You need to have the word of God around you. You need boundaries in your business, whether that's boundaries in your schedule, boundaries in access points to who you connect with and reach out to, your emails, your time zones, any of those things. So when I say to watch out for mosquitoes, there will be, and you opened up the floodgates, there will be people who sneak in and bite you. I've been bit a couple times in my business. I'm sure you can think of how you've been bit too. So think through those, and how can you create a boundary that is a safe boundary that protects you and your business and potentially your employees or your team, and also protects your client. But that's a day, another story. All right, so number three is to be the example. My mother literally emulates so many things, specifically in entrepreneurship, which is how I get to be standing here. She modeled it so well for my entire life. And there's a lesson that my pastor often says that you may have heard me say on another podcast, but I want to example it here because I think it's really important. When you are a coach or an expert or a consultant or a business of any sort, you should first do this. First, when somebody comes in as a client, you're going to show them how to do the thing well. If you're a service-based or if you're a product-based company, this applies, so think about it, open your mind to what this means. Show them how to do it well. Second, come alongside them as you're teaching them and supporting them and them actually doing it. And then third, you stand back and let them actually do the thing really well. So how does that work from an example standpoint? If I was coaching somebody, I'm gonna show you how to do it. I'm actually gonna be the example for you. Then you're going to emulate it with me so I can make sure that you have the training wheels essentially. And then lastly, we'll take the training wheels off and I'll push you on your way and wave as you go, but I'll also be there watching in case something happens. And that is how I coach and how you can also work your business. So it's very important. Be the example like my mom was. If you listen to the last episode, we did the DIY, DWY, and the DFY concept. That basically flips it on its head and it does it in a backwards order. So go back and listen to that one so you know what I mean. It's a really helpful way to build your business, but this is the way that we should be operating on a consistent basis from a human to human experience. All right, number four, lesson learned in my childhood home. This is where I am standing still. If you're not watching and you're listening to the podcast, it's a special place, and the next lesson is to be a host. Again, mom, you get all the kudos in this regard. In addition to opening the doors, in addition to setting safe boundaries for us as children, in addition to being the example, she was the hostess with the mostest, and she will continue to be. But how can that affect your business? I want you to realize that as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you are the host of your brand. People should come into experience with you directly, even if you're a product-based business. I have a product-based business in my co-working space who just went viral on TikTok. Ardent Candle, you have to check him out. His name is Kobe. You'll love his energy. You'll love him specifically because even though his business is a product and Ardent Candle is the name, you know Kobe, you know his face, you know the experience you're gonna get when you buy his candles. So this is just one example of the many I could think of, but I wanted you to understand that being the example, being a host in that process is so important, because if you don't host people well, there's a thousand other people, hundreds of thousands probably, doing what you do. I could get my candles from anywhere. I could go to a party anywhere, but I want to show up to my mom's party. I want to get my candles from Arden. Right? And so really experiencing the hostess with the mostest concept, and how can you do that better as a company? All right, fifth thing from my childhood home, fifth lesson. Okay, here it is. Be a Mary Poppins bag. Literally, you as a human being, be a Mary Poppins bag, or at least carry one with you everywhere you go. My mom is amazing at this. She literally has a cooler packed, a bag packed, a Grammy bag packed at any given time. And the concept is that if you need it, she's got it. So how can you do that in your business? I create resources, I create relationships so that my clients, if I can't do something well, because I can't be the know-it-all, right? I am an expert in certain areas, as are you. And so be that for them. However, next up, connect them with the people who are experts in the things that they additionally need. The more you can support, the more resources you provide, the more access you give them to the tools and in your Mary Poppins bag, the more they feel free to know, like, and trust you and can continue to work with you. All right, so those are my five lessons. So home is where the heart is. How is that biblically understood? You guys, there are so many lessons, so many parables with each of those five examples that I just gave you. But the one thing that I want you to know is that Jesus is home. And if home is where the heart is, he is the heart. And if he is the heart, then we know that he is the host. He is the hostess with the mostest. He is the host of all hosts. He is the living host. And so there's this parallel in everything that we learn in business. There is a parallel in how you develop your home, which is how you should develop your brand, which is how you will develop your business. And so I'm believing in you today. I'm believing in all of these areas. To round it out one more time, open your doors. Watch out for mosquitoes. Be the example. Be a host. And own a Mary Poppins bag, or be a Mary Poppins bag. It's been a joy. I hope this blessed you.
Hey y'all, it's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.